This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America, East Coast, West Coast, Down South, Midwest, and everything in between. Hello to my friends in Canada. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You could tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. You got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've discussed a lot here over the past 3 hours. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We talked about Brock Purdy. He's dealing with a shoulder issue, a toe issue. He's not expected to play on Sunday against the Saints. Apparently, Brock Purdy, he might be out a little bit longer than that. George Kittle's out with a hamstring. Juwan Jennings is out with the shoulder. Yeah, the 49ers are pretty busted up right now. It sucks for them. Travis Kelce, he says it's my fault. He says, my bad. I busted up my own guy in Xavier Worthy. The Dallas Cowboys looked at Jadeveon Clowney today. Yeah, what a way to replace Michael Parsons. Great idea. Hey, the NBA, they're still investigating, of course. Well, you know who the hell they're looking into. They're looking into Kawhi Leonard, seeing if some dirty business is going on with that team. Also, the NBA changing up some of their rules when it comes to half-court heaves. Thank you so much to Chris Russell from Team 980 Radio for joining us in D.C. to preview tomorrow's game between the Commanders and the Green Bay Packers. What a day. And of course, I just gave you a top six list. Active NFL players who are definitely going to the Hall of Fame. Phone lines open if you want to give me a holler. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. A busy day has been had. And of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's been September 10th all day long. We'll get there, get some more of your calls. Angel Reese is back in the news. We got people telling her next time she should probably just maybe be quiet. Some of her comments regarding her teammates. And by the way, she hasn't played the past couple of games. Suspensions, back issues. I don't know what the deal is with Angel Reese, but we'll get into that before we get out of here as well. Hey, let's take a listen first. I told you about Brock Purdy. This man is dealing with a toe issue. The 49ers are pretty much the walking wounded right now. Brock Purdy gets paid. He's getting $53 million a year, and now he's in pain. Kyle Shanahan had an update earlier today about Purdy. Are we going to see him against the Saints? When are we going to see Brock Purdy? Listen to Kyle Shanahan.
McCaffrey will not practice calf/vet/vet day. Trent Williams won't practice knee/vet day. Nick Bosa won't practice vet day. Brock Purdy won't practice left shoulder toe.
Any further sense about whether Brock will be able to play on Sunday?
I think it's a long shot.
It's possible that Purdy's injury could be a multi-week thing.
That's
possible.
And that's the toe more so than the shoulder.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's the toe more than the shoulder, yeah. Kyle Shanahan is aging every single day. Bacha, how many years is he aging in a day?
I'd say 3.2 per day.
So he's so when I age one day, he's aging 3.2.
No, I would say he's going 900 days.
In one day?
Yes. But then, like, every time they win, it sets him back. So he's aging rapidly during the week, but when they win on Sundays, he gains an extra, I don't say, couple thousand days back.
Man, you're watching too many movies.
He's
man.
Like, what's that, Benjamin Button. Ages backwards.
No more movies for you, okay, Bacha?
Okay.
No more movies. None. Okay. Anyway, if Brock Purdy doesn't play, we'll see Mac Jones. How exciting for all the 49er fans. Listen to Kyle Shanahan, a lot of the people, and say that he has confidence in Mac Jones. Sure.
Mac knows how to play the position. He can play well in the pocket, distributes the ball well, sees coverage as well, can play fast in there. He's got a lot of good film from the NFL with the experience and obviously college. Tough guy who will hang in there and deliver the ball where it needs to go.
Yeah, he sounds very confident. 49er fans are very confident, too. Now, it's going to be some tough going for the 49ers. And I'm not wishing this on anybody. But also knowing and understanding Christian McCaffrey's his own injury history, yeah, I wouldn't feel good about the 49ers right now this season. You know, another team trying to figure things out? Well, nobody got hurt, not yet. They decided to trade away their best player. That's the Dallas Cowboys. And today, they brought in former number one overall pick, Jadeveon Clowney. He's dealt with his share of knee injuries throughout the course of his career. Probably peaked at South Carolina. And today, Brian Schottenheimer had to explain bringing in Jadeveon Clowney.
Well, go back to Seattle days. I was with him there. Guy's, you know, really good football player. He's missed playing the game a little bit, and the film obviously looks good. And, you know, we're always in the business of, you know, seeing what's out there and keeping an eye on all good football players. But I would say that the personal relationship I have with him, the problems I know he can create both in the run and the pass, is the main reason he's here.
Ah, how exciting. The Dallas Cowboys only sacking Jalen Hurts one time, allowing him to lead the team in rushing. The Philadelphia Eagles rush for more than, what, 150, 160 yards. And I know it's one game, but Jerry talked about how they were so much better. It's one game, but everybody knows it was a dumbass decision. Sorry. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. It's Wednesday. I also gave you a top six list. Active NFL players definitely going into the Hall of Fame. At number six, I gave you Myles Garrett. Number five, I gave you TJ Watt. Number four, Travis Kelce. Number three, Lamar Jackson. Number two, Patrick Mahomes. Number one, Aaron Rodgers. Of course, there's more than six players definitely going into the Hall. We had one of our callers bring up Josh Allen. I said, maybe not so much today. It doesn't matter what he's doing today as a quarterback. If he had two MVPs like Lamar Jackson, I think he'd definitely be a shoe-in for the Hall of Fame. I think that's the reason Lamar Jackson is a shoe-in for the Hall of Fame, is because of his two MVP awards. We had another caller who deservedly so, rightfully so, brought up Derrick Henry. He is absolutely going in to the Hall of Fame whenever he hangs it up. Von Miller, he's going to go in whenever he calls it quits. And so, yeah, there's more than six guys that are definitely going in the Hall. And with Aaron Rodgers at number one, well, he could have quit a few years ago and would have still been in the Hall of Fame. They're just waiting on him to call it curtains. And I have no idea, what is his Hall of Fame speech going to sound like? Oh, my God. That Hall of Fame speech is going to be bananas. Oh, if he shows up for it, I assume he will. 888-710-4ISN. Let's get to more of your calls. And then I do want to respond. One of our last callers, I believe it was Austin from Georgia. He had brought up Jalen Ramsey as a shoe-in for the Hall of Fame. And I had to go, what? Okay, so fine. That's debatable. Do I think he'll get in depending on what happens the rest of his career? Yes, but it's debatable. And then he brought up Richard Sherman. And I'm like, okay, yeah, Richard Sherman is definitely going into the Hall of Fame. And then he brought up Darrell Revis and who was a better cornerback. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute here. I'm going to respond to that as well in a few minutes. Let's get to the phone lines. 888-710-4ISN. Jesse, he's calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
So, obviously a big Lamar Jackson fan being here in Baltimore. But I think the local fans here would say that he's not yet a shoo-in for the Hall of Fame. And I get where you're coming from with the MVPs. I think there's just still a lot of criticism with him and not having won the big game. You know, I look back to the last couple playoff games that we lost, and I put it on coaching more than I put it on Lamar Jackson. But it seems like nowadays the Super Bowl championship's almost more important than the MVP when it comes to the Hall. So if Lamar went down tomorrow and never played again, without having that big win, do you think two MVPs truly are enough? I think if he keeps on this track, just like Josh Allen, he will be there. I'm just afraid he hasn't earned it quite yet.
Nah, I don't think so. I think that's an echo chamber, because of course everybody is looking for both him and or Josh Allen to get their respective Super Bowls wherever the hell they live. Of course. I mean, if I'm living in Baltimore and I'm hearing the same thing every day, and it's he needs to win a Super Bowl, he needs to win a Super Bowl. Sure, fine. But when you get down to brass tacks, okay, there's only a few guys that have only won two, and I say only. There's only a few guys that have won two or more NFL MVPs. You ready for these names?
Yes, sir.
Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Jim Brown, Brett Favre, Johnny Unitas, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Montana, Kurt Warner, and Steve Young. And Lamar Jackson has two. So, there's a concern about him going into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. That's a heck of a list when you put him on that list. I don't know that I'm still concerned.
yeah, of course everybody wants him to win a Super Bowl, sure. But put that to the side. Completely different conversation. The guy has two Super Bowl rings. And the names that I just gave you, these are legends. And, of course, you know what they all have? They have championships. But I think all things considered, he got two MVPs. I think he'd be hard-pressed not to get in.
I hope so. I'm rooting for him. I appreciate it, JR.
Thank you, Jesse, for calling from Baltimore. Shout-outs to Jesse. Yeah, he's going in. The two MVPs basically set him up. Now let's see if he can get himself one Super Bowl. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. James is calling from Hawaii. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, James?
Hello, JR. How are you?
I'm very well.
I'm not a big Buccaneers fan or anything, but I think Mike Evans, you know, just following him the last, 10, 15, 12 years for fantasy football. That guy's numbers kind of hard to argue, and he's been really consistent. And every time he's counted out, he just has another 1,000-yard performance with double-digit TDs. I think he's got to be a shoo-in.
Oh no, absolutely, no doubt about that. He's going in. I mean, he's big, he's tall, he's still long. Even when he gets hurt, he's still able to go out there and consistently gobble up the numbers. I mean, last year he had to deal with that hamstring issue, and he just went over 1,000 yards. And still came down with 11 touchdowns. He's Baker Mayfield's favorite target. And I think he is – I know Godwin is out there as well, even though he's coming back from injury. I think Mike Evans is one of the key reasons that Baker Mayfield has been able to rehabilitate his career down in Tampa. No, Mike Evans, when he's done, yeah, definitely going to the Hall. I was watching him whoop up on the Falcons the other day.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, James.
He's definitely consistent. Take care.
You too. Thank you, James, for calling from Hawaii. 888-710-4ISN. Now, I got to put this to bed. The gentleman who called and said, and you kind of debate about Richard Sherman and Darrell Revis and who's a better corner. Let me say this. And it wasn't three. The gentleman had brought up 3 years. How good was Darrell Revis to Revis Island? 3 years? No. No, Darrell Revis was very good for more than 3 years with the Jets, okay? What he did is pinch the Jets for every dollar and every cent. That much we know. Darrell Revis played man coverage. They didn't They didn't throw his direction. They put him on the best wide receiver, and they never went his way. The best cornerback that he played with, and that might have been only a few years, 2 or 3 years, was Antonio Cromartie, who was not a slouch by himself. Not to slight Richard Sherman. Shout outs to his brother. But the fact is, Richard Sherman played zone. He played on one of the historically best defenses of all time, which he was a key piece to that. But he also played with some of the best defensive backs of all time. Some of the best safeties of all time. Okay, Earl Thomas in his era and Cam Chancellor, they were some of the best. But when you play zone, and yes, that was what was asked of him. He was able to go ahead and jump routes, and he got interceptions, and he's great. And I'm not taking away from anything that Richard Sherman has done. He is going into the Hall of Fame. But he was not, I'm going to put you on the number one guy and shadow you the entire game. Okay, there were times, more often than not, and we saw it throughout the course of his career, like everybody. But there were points and times where Richard Sherman got burned. He did. You can search and find if you want Darrelle Revis getting burned. But more often than not, he was ridiculous. He jammed you. He got up in you. He wasn't the tallest dude, but he sure as hell was strong, fast, and athletic. You did not throw Darrelle Revis's way. I cannot put Richard Sherman. He's going to be going into the Hall of Fame. He's not Darrelle Revis. Okay? And I may have to go ahead and start taking a poll. I may have to start hitting up some of my buddies who are in the Hall of Fame who play defensive back. I'm going to start having to ask folks. But I think I would take Revis. I think most people would take Revis over Sherman. And they're two Hall of Famers. But Revis is, that dude was on a different level. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Jay is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. What's up, my man?
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. You zoom. You at a racetrack? I'm okay.
No, I get my window open. Sorry, I'm in the car.
It's all good. What's up? Shoot.
Close it up. I got two names. Two of my non-favorite Bills. So, Mike Evans. Obviously.
Yeah, we just discussed him.
Aaron Donald.
Wait,
oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
He's retired. He's gone.
I'm sorry. He's only current?
Yeah, I'm talking about active NFL players, not guys who are. Yeah, we know he's going.
I tuned in late.
Well, damn it. That's why we got the Odyssey app, Jay. You can hit rewind.
How about Chris Jones, then?
Man, he ain't no shoe-in. Did you here? Let me give you a recap, Jay. And thank you for calling from Buffalo. No problem, man. Listen, Myles Garrett at number 6, T.J. Watt at 5, Travis Kelce at 4, Lamar Jackson at 3, Patrick Mahomes at 2, Aaron Rodgers at 1. That's it. I don't know if I'm putting Chris Jones in that list. We had some call. Mike Evans, yes. Derrick Henry, yes. Absolutely going into the Hall of Fame. I don't know if I'm putting Chris Jones in there. Maybe he gets in, but I don't know. We got to see. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We have more to do before I get out of here, though. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And when we come back on the other side of the break, I don't know, this is someone, she's making history in a WNBA? Not good history? Is she going to be demanding a trade sooner than later? We're going to talk about Angel Reese. It's not just me. It's not just other people. Man, we got some other players in the league. We have some WNBA legends who are advising her. You know, there's certain things that you should just maybe be quiet about. You'll hear from some legends on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, man. Hey, Bacha, how come, how I, this is, well, I guess maybe, let me be careful here. So, I don't know how I, you know, I don't talk all day like I'm talking on a radio show. Maybe I do. I don't know. Bacha, how come I can talk the way I talk? And then he tries it, and then it works with him and his lady. I don't know what that means. Don't want to know.
I would say he doesn't do it as often. I think this is just the way you sound. So it's like someone who does it out of the blue, it might, you know, turn some heads.
Oh, okay. All right. So for me, it's just like, oh, here comes JR again. Who cares? Is that how it goes?
No, I guess. I don't know. Okay. Maybe people who know your voice and cadence and the way you speak, that it doesn't register as something different. But for this guy, something different, you know.
Well, I don't talk all day like I'm doing 4 hours of radio. I mean, I'm the same guy. I got to tone down some of the things that I would say on the radio. Otherwise, I'd have no job. But I think all things considered, outside of structuring things for a four-hour show, it's pretty much the same, you know. I don't know.
You can't be so far different on the radio from your actual personality, because then it just seems fake.
You think what?
If you're on the radio and you're acting like somebody completely different, it just comes off as fake. So you
there's
you
a lot of
very close.
There's a lot of people that do that, you know.
Oh yeah, but you're not supposed to bring it up.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out here faking things. Come on, man. Yeah. Making things up, manufacturing things, just saying stuff. I don't got no training for this. Oh, well, I do. That's not true. I don't have formal training for this. I'm just a guy talking about sports. I know media. I know business. I know how to speak. That much I know. So that's why I'm here. But yeah, I didn't go to, you got to do this, you got to do that, you have to talk like this, you must do this. Maybe I should start lying. You telling me I need to start lying on the radio, Bacha?
No, because then people know it's bad content.
If they
get mad, and then they remember you for being bad, and then they just keep tuning in because it's so bad that they're entertained.
Say honesty is the best policy. Yeah. I ain't never said nothing that I don't believe in. That's one thing. And never will either. Never will. I ain't sitting around manufacturing radio thinking of things. Oh, we got to try hard. Or I got to say this and you say that. I ain't got time for that. Ain't got time for that. No. Shout outs to Gwen Stefani, I think that was. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, you got to learn how to communicate. And StarTech, Motorola, shout outs to Noriega. But anyway, someone who needs to communicate at least their feelings, their thoughts, and sometimes needs to learn when to not say anything, is Angel Reese. It was about a week ago that she threw her teammates under the bus. She's talking to one of these publications, and she's just like, oh, yeah, you know, we got to get better players. We got to do better this. And if we don't do this, then I'm going to have to leave. And, of course, her teammates were ticked off at her. She had to apologize publicly for her comments. She said also that her comments were taken out of context. And it's just like, you said what you said, and they published what you said. Maybe next time you should learn not to say anything like that. Well, I got to do what's best for me. If we don't get better players, then I need to go somewhere else. And like, I just don't crap on your teammates publicly. You look like an ass. You sound like an ass. You look like a bad teammate. You can't say that. And so she was suspended by her team for half a game. The WNBA suspended her not because of her comments, but because she picked up her eighth technical foul. And then even in the game last night, Angel Reese did not play because of a bad back. Her back has been bothering her. Sure, maybe it is, maybe it's not. What do I know? Not my back. My back feels good. That's the only back that I care about. But now we got other people who are kind of chiming in here on Angel Reese. How about, speaking of Hall of Famers, Candace Parker. Candace Parker was on her podcast, Post Moves, and she pretty much said, you can't say that out loud. Don't do that.
In public, in front-facing things, you have to protect your team and your organization no matter how you feel. And there were so many bumpy rides with the Sparks that I've had. And I think the best advice that I ever received was to keep things in-house. You can yell, scream, cuss, do all those things in between these walls, but you can't bring it out. And once that happens, it's hard to gain that trust back. And so I think Angel taking the steps of apologizing publicly is huge. But I also feel like there is a little bit of a need, even more so, for the understanding of how sacred the locker room is. And now what is the next step? How do you gain that trust back? And I think that's where her mind has to be right now, is like, how do I get the trust back? Because everybody can throw out leader, but it does take a lot to be a leader. And so I just think the organization, do I think she should have been suspended? I don't know what's going on in the locker room. I don't know what was said. But for me, I think in the NBA, maybe a fine would have happened.
Yeah, you can't call your teammates bums. You can't do that. And how about this? Sophie Cunningham, she gets fined all the damn time by the WNBA for her own comments about refs. But even Sophie Cunningham, who's out for the season with a knee injury, even Sophie Cunningham is like, man, you got to know when to shut up.
No, that's not great. And like, I get it. When you're losing and it's been a frustrating season, like everyone is feeling those emotions. And when I say everyone, like, it's not just her. Like, I'm sure her teammates feel it. Her coaches feel the organization, the fans, like literally everyone feels that. And there's some things that you, and this is going, there's some things that you can't say. And I think one of my biggest things is I'm a very team first person. Like I always get the team before my feelings. And I think that should be a standard. And so you got to protect your locker room. And so you just can't be saying everything you're feeling because that just is not a good look. And then your teammates feel a certain way and that causes division in the locker room. So it's just protect your locker room at all costs.
Yeah. It's wild. The WNBA is wild. WNBA is crazy. Welcome to being a big time sports league, right? They want the money. They want to make money. Pay us what you owe us. Welcome to the controversy. Let's see how everybody handles it. I mean, this is sports. Everybody's up for criticism. WNBA is not exempt. I hope she does like learn. Like you can't have the podcast and the cereal and all these deals and this and that. And she's learning. She's young. I hope she learns and changes things. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Charlie's here from Arizona. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, JR, how's it going, man?
I'm terrific. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I've been a longtime Commanders fan / Redskins fan, but I grew up in Arizona. I want your honest opinion. I want you to give me a rundown on what you think is going to happen tomorrow because I ain't sure, but I want the W. Thanks for having me on. I'll listen to you later. Thanks, boss.
Well, thank you, Charlie, for calling from Arizona. I did all that talking before he joined us about how I'm honest and how I don't I'm not out here telling any lies. I don't say anything I don't believe. I will go ahead and take Green Bay at home tomorrow. I know what the Washington Commanders just did to the New York Giants. Do I think they'll put up more than 21 points? I'm not so sure. I think in Green Bay, I think Washington, I'm not taking them. Let's see actually what it is. Yeah, the line right now is Green Bay. I got Green Bay winning, man. Come on. I'm giving it to them because they're at home. And I know Washington, this actually might be a little bit of a shootout. But I'm going to give Green Bay the edge at home. And I'm a fan of Micah Parsons being in Green Bay. And I know he's just playing, what, 4 days apart? after making his debut, I'm going to give them the edge. I got Green Bay at home. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of Washington, a big shout out to Chris Russell. He came on by and we had a whole conversation about the game. So make sure you go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You know what? When we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We're going to wrap things up. Botch, are you going to tell me to shut up? You're going to turn my microphone off, right?
Never. We'll never do that.
Okay. But is that what's going to happen?
No, the music will then slowly fade us out.
Oh, terrific. Okay. Well, I'll be faded out. And before we do that, you know, matter of fact, right now it's time for a newsflash. Here he is. He's not getting faded out. He's getting faded in. Coming in hot. It's Marco Belletti with a newsflash. Oh, it's Gordon Damer. Here, go ahead, Gordon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, whoa, oh my God, wow. It's September 10th, 2025. Wow, how did we get here? September, man, what the heck? Hey, Botcher, you're in the studio. You don't have access to a window, that much I know. I'm looking out the window here in the studio. The moon is red. Does this mean it's going to be red all night?
I'd assume so. And is it a blood moon?
It ain't white. Last night the moon was white, right? Today is red.
That means there's some, doesn't that mean there's light reflecting out of Mars or something?
Well, isn't everything like something reflecting off of something else, right? I don't know.
In some way, yeah, but blood moons, aren't they a little rare?
I don't know. I know this ain't no white moon. This is a different color. It looks like a jack-o'-lantern out here today. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, it's a blood moon happens every 6 months.
Every 6 months. Okay. I don't, maybe that's that time. If you're out on the road listening to me right now, I don't know where the hell you're at. Well, I'm on the East Coast, so maybe it hasn't flown over the rest of the country yet, but I don't know, drive safe, do that first, and then enjoy the moon, whatever the hell color it is for you. I have no idea. Anyway, of course, we're getting ready to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Well, you can add one thing to the list, that Anthony Rizzo, he decided to retire today. Okay, I mean, he's been banged up the past couple of seasons with the New York Yankees, dealing with the concussion issues. 14 years. Major League Baseball career, was with the Cubs from 2012 to 2021. We know that he helped win the World Series for them in 2016, three-time All-Star, Gold Glove. Great guy, also a cancer survivor, has done a lot of great work to help people and raise awareness so we can hopefully go out here and find a cure. And so a good guy, one of the good guys in Major League Baseball, is calling it a wrap. And now he's also going to be an ambassador for the Chicago Cubs. So Anthony Rizzo is all done. It's over for him. Let's take a listen to part of his retirement video from the Cubs.
I'm really excited to get going, and I feel really confident.
Ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Rizzo has just gone yard.
Hopefully this is a building block in this city and the organization, and I think there's a lot of good things to come.
Rizzo, it's going to be a double play. How about that?
Rizzo on the ledge. He's got it.
Rizzo, he'll take to the bag, has to hustle, and it's just in time.
Anthony's Ford Rawlings Gold Glove Award.
Oh, look at Anthony Rizzo just getting into the spirit of the thing here.
Man, I am now overcome with emotion. How will I move forward? And congratulations to a great career, Anthony Rizzo. And he's going to continue to do amazing things. You know what? That's Anthony Rizzo. He decided to retire today. I know what else we can do today before I have to leave. We can take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history.
In the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man. How about this? It is September 10th. How did we get here? I don't know, but we are here. September 10th, 2025. If we go back to September 10th, 1966, Muhammad Ali, he knocked out Carl Mildenberger. He did it in 12 rounds in Germany to keep his heavyweight title. Let's take a listen to Muhammad Ali knocking this gentleman out in Frankfurt.
Once again, the champion looks supremely confident. Can't quite finish him, but he might be doing it now. Mildenberger must be very near the end of the road now, and he's gone into the ropes, and I think that may be it. And it is. Teddy Waltham has stopped it in the 12th round, and I make the time 1 minute and 28 seconds of the 12th round, the same round in which Muhammad Ali beat Floyd Patterson last year in Las Vegas. And so the 12th round it is for Carl Mildenberger, the European heavyweight champion.
Yeah, well, he wasn't too excited about that now, was he? September 10th, 1989. Deion Sanders was making moves, okay? This guy hit a home run for the Yankees a few days before this. And then he came out here and then he returned a 68-yard punt for a touchdown. This was the first in his career. He did it for the Falcons. Deion being Neon, doing it all. Take a listen.
Rams penalized 5. They're 4th and 12 and are 18. Deion Sanders brought his arms up again just for a moment, not asking the crowd really to holler, but making a movement, and Hatcher kicks it a mile. I mean a mile. Deion drifts to the left, takes it on the 32, dropped it. Picked it up. One man missed him. Another man missed him. Now he's going wide off to the right. Deion to the 25, to the 30, to the 35, the 40, the 45, the 50, the 45, the 40. My God, Deion Sanders is going to score. My God.
Well, I think you just listened to the excitement here of the crowd.
Yeah, look, he's still here, keeping people busy, sitting up on podiums, being the head coach of Colorado. September 10th, 1989. Eric Dickerson, at this point he was already playing for the Colts. He rushed for 106 yards. He did it against the Niners. He became the fastest player to go past 10,000 yards in his 91st career game. Let's listen to another Hall of Famer talk about Eric Dickerson. This is Marcus Allen.
Dickerson was a freak of nature. Rarely did you see a guy with that size that had the tremendous speed. You usually have one or the other. Some guys are fast, but they can't make moves. They don't know how to cut. Beer could do all that.
Yeah, he could do all that. Now you can catch him on interviews, just kind of trashing all types of guys. September 10th, the year 2000, Randy Johnson, pitching for those expansion Diamondbacks, he became the 12th player to reach the 3,000 strikeout mark. He struck out 14 guys, did it in 7 innings, and the D-backs, damn it, they still lost. They lost to the Marlins 4-3 in extra innings. Take a listen to Randy Johnson, second all-time in strikeouts, get his 3,000th.
When you're trying to join only 11 other men in the history of this game for 3,000, it's a pretty safe bet he realizes he's a strike away from baseball history. 1-2 on Mike Lowell, and Johnson fires, swung on and missed a fastball at 97 miles per hour. And on this, his 37th birthday, Randy Johnson becomes the 12th pitcher in Major League history to strike out 3,000 batters. He walks back to the dugout, receiving a standing ovation from the crowd here in Miami.
Yeah, it's funny. Randy Johnson, he strikes guys out. He pushes photographers on the streets of New York. He kills birds in spring training. He becomes a photographer himself. Ain't nobody pushing him around. And there he is, one of the greatest pitchers of all time. Yeah, that dude, the big unit. He was a fun guy to watch. We don't got guys like that no more. We really don't. It stinks. September 10th, 2006, Peyton and Eli Manning, they go at it. First time we get two brothers trying to beat each other on an NFL football field. Of course, Peyton beat his goofy-ass brother. He went out there and won 26-21. Eli went out there and, Peyton went out there and had a touchdown. The Colts scored on 5 of their first 7 possessions, and Eli Manning just had to stand around and look goofy for the rest of the game. Let's listen to these two goofballs who now have the Manning cast and make all types of money. Peyton and Eli, they're on Omaha Productions, talking about which one of them happens to be a better athlete. How about none of them?
I am a better athlete, and basketball is not even a question. That's easy.
Well, I think you'd be wrong on that.
He still hasn't forgiven me for dunking on him the last time we played.
That was a low moment. That was low for me.
Okay, there you have it. This is why ESPN is paying him the big bucks. Me, I have never seen a Manning cast. Never. How could I? I'm sitting here on the radio. I can't listen to these guys. I don't never hear any of the announcers. All I see is what's in front of me. I can't hear them. Anyway, there you have it. A few things that took place this day in sports history. 888-710-4ISN. We got Rashawn here from Baltimore. Rashawn, you got to go quick. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, I just want to say what's going on. Shout out to the Orioles tonight. 2-1 victory and extra innings against Paul.
Oh, we're at the end, Rashawn. Nobody, people across America don't care about the O's. What else?
I know, but
on?
I had to get it off my chest. But
we're limited on time. Go ahead.
No, Ravens. So John Harbaugh, man, a lot of people were calling for him to get fired. If you're the owner of an organization like the Ravens, would you take that risk of firing John Harbaugh?
Ain't nobody fired. That man is not going anywhere, Rashawn. No,
you don't think
so? Not even worth having
all
the conversation.
Double-digit leads like that, man. People in Baltimore.
Come back. It's a waste of time to have that conversation here on September 10th.
Okay.
I mean, people in Baltimore can argue about it until they're bored with it, but he ain't going anywhere. Let's come back and have that chat in February, okay?
All right, we sure will. We sure will, JR. All right, man.
You too. Thank you so much. I mean, yeah, you want to fire him tomorrow? He ain't going nowhere. Like, why even waste your breath thinking about it? Not Rashawn, but people in Baltimore. Who cares? He ain't getting fired. What, you going to fire him 3 weeks from now? A month from now? He's not getting fired. Man. Anyway. Hey, thanks for hanging out. Hey, thank you so much to our guest, Chris Russell, for joining us. Thank you for participating in the Top 6. I'll be back with you tomorrow. at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our producer, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to you for hanging out. If you've missed a minute of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And yes, the moon is a different color tonight. I've confirmed it. The blood moon came by like 3 days ago. Maybe I'm late. Looks reddish to me. Anyway, you can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Looking forward to coming through tomorrow, especially before the Commanders and the Packers. The JR Sport Brief show is done. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Please be safe, be well, be smooth, be amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.